Years ago, in my younger years, one of my many jobs was, you know, riding around on a horse and playing catch up with cows. I was accompanying a rancher to his ranch, and in West Texas, they don't have 200 or 300 acres. They are more like 20,000 acres. It takes that much to, you know, feed cattle because it's not very sparse and doesn't rain that much. But anyway, this is in northern Mexico, and we were driving up there, and it takes most of the day to get there because there's very bad roads. And as we were driving up there, he had told me he goes there every month, and he has a caretaker on the ranch. And the month prior to us going, he had given the caretaker a bunch of tools. And the reason I was going to go was he had a lot of projects, and we were going to implement these tools. He had like a mile of fence line to fix, and some cattle troughs there, and to do some work on the house. And when we got there, the caretaker met us there, and after being there unloading the supplies, and he said, "Okay, we're going to get our day started for tomorrow." He said, "Well, that mile of fencing I already fixed." And I was, "What?" He said, "Yeah, and the cattle troughs, you know, because, you know, cattle troughs, they're sparsely all over the ranch. He has a 1 million gallon water tank, and it's all gravity fed by all these water lines to these cattle troughs. So you, just to get to the cattle trough, it's a..." But anyway, he was telling us that he had fixed that, and he even put an addition to the little hut or little ranch house. And it was a washroom. And when I say washroom, don't think, you know, you have a shower. No, there's no running water or electricity over there. So what it is, it's a room that he built out of the clay from the river, and I mixed it with some sand and everything, made it like an adobe type thing. And in the very end of one room, there's 3 or 4 holes at one room, and it's slightly inclined. And what it is, he heats up the water. It's right next to the kitchen, so he heats up the water, and he goes and the water just drains out, see? But he had built that, and my friend was surprised, and he said, "Man alive, we got, thank you for, I mean, that's, I didn't expect all that to be built in a month." So that goes to the title of my sermonette. Title of my sermonette is Faithful Servant. The Bible talks about two parables, about two kinds of servants. A long time ago, Jesus told his disciples about a story about a man traveling to a far country. He called all his servants and delivered his goods to them. That's found in Matthew 25, verse 14. With that delivery came responsibility to his servants. And it was a similar story back in Luke 19. But this master said, "I'm going to go do business till I come," he told his servants. And in one parable, it was that servants were given talents, and the other servants, on the other parable in Luke, were given minas. Two measurements of money. Some servants obeyed their master, some didn't. When the man returned to see what his servants had done, he praised and rewarded the faithful servants, and chastising and punishing those who did nothing. Again, well done, good and faithful servant. The same storyline in Matthew 25, right? These parables are metaphors for Christians' responsibility in this life. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to take the gifts that he or she have been given, that Christ gave to us. Each one of us has a gift. Like the servants in the stories, we can either live up to the charge or hide it. And like the servants in the story, we can expect either praise or chastisement, depending on our actions. good and faithful, wicked and lazy. We decide. At the end of it all, which set of words will God use to describe you and me? I'm going to give you 3 points on being a faithful servant. Point number one, it says, faithful servants understand what they've been given. Again, faithful servants understand what they've been given. In the parables of the minas and the talents, the master entrusted servants with money. That money isn't theirs. But they're entrusted into managing it. And that trust came with a responsibility and expectation. In the master's absence, the servants need to put the master's goods to use. But now, those parables aren't about the fictional servants. It's about us. It's about what we've been given. It's about what we'll do with it. God has entrusted us with knowledge of His truth and the purpose of each of our lives. Each of us have access to His Holy Spirit as we look to overcome our sins and strive to live more like our Creator. What the servants were given was precious. But the treasure each of us have access to, there is no equivalent value to it on the whole earth. The master in these parables were given their servants the ability to accomplish more than ever they could ever aspire to do on their own. So the gifts God gives us with responsibility and expectations, but they also enable us to do more, to be more than we could ever do on our own. Point two, faithful servants do what they can with what they have. In the parable of the talents, the servants that were given 5 and 2 talents both managed to double their starting amounts. And they both received the same amount of praise. Well done, good and faithful servants. You were faithful with few things, you're going to be ruler over many. The servants who started with 2 wasn't criticized because he failed to produce 5. They both started with different amounts, but they both seemed to have put out the same amount of effort with what they were given. Because all of us aren't equal, obviously. Some of us have different talents than others. It's what we do with it. If the servants who only had 1 talent, if that servant would have only had 1 talent, would have come to the master and said, look, you only gave me 1 taco, but because of that taco, I fed 2 people. You know, that's just what I told you. But it's a talent, but he multiplied. If he would have multiplied that 1 talent to 2, instead of hiding it, that master would have given him the same amount of praise as he gave to the one with 5 or 2. But he calls him a wicked and lazy servant because it was an unwillingness to even try to do something. That's what really gets the master upset. We've been given a gift by God, but he's not measuring against the progress against each other. He cares about what we're doing with what we have. Let's follow me to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. This is out of the English Standard Version. It says here, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. Let's jump over to verse 7. To each is given the manifestation, the Spirit for the common good. So each of us is given a manifestation. It's an ability. All of us are not equals. If you're using what you've been given to become a better Christian and to support others as they do, then you're on the right track. Point number 3, faithful servants grow as they work. Faithful servants grow as they work. We're not perfect. We don't start off you know, hitting on all eight cylinders. At least I didn't. So as we progress and we seek God's truth, and as, you know, it takes a while. It takes a while for me. We grow. In the parable of minas, each servant received the same amount of money. And they received further assignments based on how they were managed that money in their master's absence. For us, though, the goal is character growth. For more time we spend focused growing our character, the more minas we get, we account for Christ's return. 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15. Now, Paul was likening this as building a project. You know, he's likening this, this same thought as for us as we're growing. It says, now, if anyone builds on his foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so through fire. Each one of us aren't going to start with a foundation, you know, made of precious stones. Some of us might start with hay, but we'll get to stones. We're building on better materials as we age and as we get to learn God's truth. Building on the foundation is important, but so is the quality of materials. As we put together effort into our relationship with God, we will be able to put finer and more durable materials into our building efforts. In so many ways, the accomplishment of God's minas and talents is a reflection on how close we are to our Creator. Good and faithful servants understand the priceless treasures they've been given. They put the treasures to work. Good and faithful servants understand what the masters will return one day. He's going to have something to say about it. The ranch hand, the caretaker, did a lot with the tools that were given to him. Let's do the best with the tools that were given to us. Fear, brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.